Russia has been getting a lot of attention on the world stage this week. After holding bilateral talks with the U.S. on Monday, a Russian delegation met with NATO officials in Brussels today. What got the world to sit up and take notice? Some 100,000 Russian troops massed near the border with Ukraine. Moscow is demanding that NATO guarantee it will never accept Ukraine as a member and also commit to rolling back its presence in Eastern Europe. NPR's Charles Maines is on the line from Moscow and joins us now. Charles, welcome.
Thank you. Hi there.
Well, first, help us understand what Russia's demanding today and explain the Kremlin's thinking.
Yeah, you know, its fundamental demand is to keep NATO out of Ukraine, as you suggested in your intro, as well as other former Soviet republics, I should add. It's arguing that NATO's movement eastwards towards Russia's border is destabilizing Europe by threatening Russia's national interests. Let's listen into a little statement from the lead Russian negotiator today. This is Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Grushko. So here Grushko says that any further expansion of NATO brings with it risks that outweigh any decision to expand. Now Russian President Vladimir Putin has called Ukraine's entry into NATO the Kremlin's red line. But it's not the only thing Moscow's after. Russia's also demanding a rollback on NATO's presence in Eastern Europe to where it was before it expanded into many of these former communist countries like Poland, the Baltic countries, and others. And behind this all lies this very deeply held Russian grievance over the end of the Cold War and a feeling that NATO and the U.S. really took advantage of Russian weakness. It ignored promises, perhaps not on paper, but implied, not to expand towards Russia's borders. And Grushko today said that Russia views NATO as it did during the Cold War, as a military alliance designed to, quote, contain Russia. And he promised that any efforts to do so would be met by counter-containment measures by Moscow.
So what's been the response from the West? We saw a quote from the NATO Secretary General that Russia wants to restore, quote, spheres of influence, which he said was dangerous.
Yeah, that's right. We heard from NATO's Secretary General, this is Jens Stoltenberg, and as well as the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman. Both welcomed the dialogue today. They said they were ready to continue talks with Russia about its security concerns. But they said that many of these Russian demands, like the idea of spheres of influence, as well as this ban on who can be a member of NATO, were non-starters. Stoltenberg said this was against NATO's core values. As a defensive alliance, it said its open door policy was available for all applicants, and it was the right of countries to choose their own allies and how to secure their own national interests. And Stoltenberg pointed out Europe was in this crisis because of Russia's actions towards its neighbor.
It is Russia that is the aggressor. It is Russia that has used force and continue to use force against Ukraine. And then they are building up with around 100,000 troops, artillery, armor, drones.
Yeah, so in fact, as these negotiations this week were going on, Russia held live fire exercises near the Ukrainian border that simulated an attack scenario. Sherman, who headed the American delegation, said that neither these drills or the Russian buildup were very conducive to diplomacy. She did note, however, that Russia's actions had achieved another effect, uniting NATO allies in a way they frankly hadn't been for years.
Was there any talk of how the U.S. would respond if there is no diplomatic solution and Russia does move again on Ukraine?
Well, the U.S. and its allies have warned of massive sanctions against Russia if it invades Ukraine, far beyond what they've been sanctioned with before. There's talk of targeting possibly Russia's gas and oil exports or banking system. But essentially, the U.S. is assuring in whatever form these penalties take, they'll be extremely disruptive and painful. Sherman today, for example, noted that Russia could expect Europe to cancel a new Russian pipeline project to Germany called Nord Stream 2. And that's a major Kremlin investment and core part of its future energy exports.
About 20 seconds here, Charles. Why is Putin pressing these issues now?
You know, all these Russian concerns about Ukraine's future come as Ukraine is actually nowhere near being ready to accept it into the alliance. But what the fact is that Putin has seen that, you know, by Ukraine's essentially partnership with NATO, it's shown that you don't have to be a member to be a partner. And there are all these joint trainings and other weapons assistance programs. So I think in Putin's mind, it's just a matter of time before NATO missiles are stationed on Ukrainian soil.
NPR Moscow correspondent Charles Maines, thank you.
Thank you.